You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. This is the Metal Meltdown, and I am El Doctor Misterio. And I want to remind you that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca and also through the CJSF app that you can get for iOS or for Android. And you can also find all the past, present, and future podcasts at cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown. We just listened to Triskelion or Triskelion, and they are from Newfoundland and Labrador here in Canada. We listened to the song Tech Tyranny, which is part of their 2023 album Artificial Insanity. Before that, we listened to Lancaster. They are from Quebec City in Canada. And we listened to the song The Arrow, which is part of their 2023 album Hell Campaign. And we started the set with our guests tonight, Cabra Khan, from, well, Calgary in Canada, and then also Toluca in Mexico. And we listened to the song Sem Anahuac, which is part of their 2019 album Sem Anahuac, My Home. And yes, we're just going to continue with the music. And remember, a little later when we chat with Marco from Cabra Khan. So stay tuned. And meanwhile, let's keep playing the metal music here at the Metal Meltdown.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Metal Meltdown. I am your host, El Dr. Misterio, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live and in Technicolor from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca, also through the CJSF app that you can get for Android and iOS. And you can also find all the past, present, and future podcasts at cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown. We just listened to Cabra Can, our guest tonight, from Calgary in Canada and also Toluca in Mexico. And we listened to the song Mictlan, which is part of their 2023 album Aztlan. Before that, we listened to Glamour Lake. They are from Edmonton, Canada. And we listened to their 2023 single, Cure. And we started set with our guest tonight, Cabra Can. Excuse me. And we listened to the song Luces y Sombras, Lights and Shadows, from their 2023 album, Aztlan. All right, we are here with Marco from Cabra Can. How are you, Marco?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
Good, thanks. So I guess let's start with the name. So how do you pronounce it properly?
So my name is Cipactli.
All right. Go ahead.
Yeah, and the band is Cabra Can.
Cabra Can, there you go. And yes, you know, I'm really excited about tonight because I've you know, known about you guys and played, you know, you and then other bands from Mexico that, you know, were mixing kind of, ancient and centrals, whatever the proper word is. You know, sounds, music with metal, and so I'm really, really excited to talk to you tonight. So I guess for the people that don't know the band well, I guess maybe a little bit of history about the band. You know, how long have you been together, and then I don't know if you can share, you know, the move to Canada, but anyway, kind of that thing. Basically, a little history of the band.
Yeah, sure. So Pat and I, the vocalist and I, we started this band in 2011. We started with the idea actually in 2010, but actually writing songs and stuff in 2011. In Toluca, Mexico, and then from there we started getting into folk, which was something that we were always interested in. I was more into death metal, she was always more into opera stuff, but we both wanted to add this Mexican folklore into our music, so that's how we started the band, basically. Our first album was released in 2014, Songs from Anahuac. So far we have three albums. How we got here to Canada is interesting because we were invited to play at this festival in BC, Metal Eclipstic Fest, and in 2017, and we were the headliners for that festival, which was really cool. And from there, one of the guitarists was already studying in Canada or I would say former guitarists was already in Canada. And so I asked him if he would be interested in playing with us that show. So, and that's how everything started. We just saw a really good opportunity for our careers to being able to stay in the country, and we started doing some research about it, and that's how we decided to move to Canada. But it was basically the vocalist and myself. The rest of the band stayed in Mexico, so it has been quite challenging to to continue with the band. But that's where we are right now.
Well, good. Welcome to Canada. I mean, I know it's like 6 months later, but nevertheless, welcome. Glad that you are. I mean, not too glad that you're the way in Calgary, but you know, because I'm here in Vancouver. But glad that you're in Canada. Yeah. And I see. Well, that's good. I mean, you know, you have to take opportunities when they arise. So that's good. And okay, and then but it's very interesting that you chose to kind of, you know, incorporate like Mexican folklore, you know, like especially from the ancient tribes, into music and then into metal. So, and even now more than you're telling me that. Well, you said you like metal, but you know, she was kind of, or well, her background was into opera and stuff, but. That's really, really interesting. And so how has been the response, like, overall, like, when you've been on festivals and, you know, touring?
Well, it's been surprisingly good, if I'm honest with you. I think, or at least so far, I've heard and read some reviews about our album and our concept, and people seem to be, like, what the heck is Mexican folk metal, right? and the thing is that we didn't really think about it like that. It was something that we just wanted to incorporate. And the truth also is that, folk is always associated with the, you know, Norwegian bands or Scandinavian bands, and for the most part. And I think it's fair to say that we also have history on the side of the world, and with the Aztecs, with the Maya, so many civilizations we had in Mexico, and our folklore itself as Mexicans, I think, is very rich, and there are many things to explore there. So I think people here in Canada, the very first show we played here was amazing. Like, it was such a great response. I think people didn't expect that at all, because when you say metal, I understand most people think about this super hard riffs and growling all the time and double kick all the time, and we're trying to combine things that we like. It became probably some sort of style that now we do, and I don't know, the response so far has been great, at least in this part of the world, and we're trying to get further.
No, sounds good. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I mean, I don't know if you have been to Europe, but you know, based on other bands' comments, and based on how you mix, you know, folklore with metal, I think it will be, you know, you will be very well received over there.
Yeah, that's good thinking as well. Yeah.
Cool. Okay, so this last album, when was it like released?
November 17th, a month ago. 17th.
And it's
November 17th.
And it's Aztlan, right? Is the name Aztlan?
Yeah.
Right. So I guess a couple of questions about that. Does the album has like a theme, you know, for all the songs, or are the songs like kind of independent of each other, of the album?
So this album took a while, because the way we approached it is, it's basically telling a story based on actual history. the first song is Don Anson, for instance, and it's Mother Earth for the Aztecs, and it's an instrumental song, and then from there goes to Fuego, to one of these bad omens that the Aztecs saw and experienced before the arrival of the Spaniards. So it's kind of telling the story of what happened in Mexico before the conquest and after the conquest. The last song, for instance, is Cigarra. It's a cover that we did from Raimundo Perez y Soto. And this song, this ranchero song, we made it metal. And the reason for that is that it became kind of a tradition for us to do that with some of our folklore songs. In previous albums, we did La Bruja, which is Huapango from Veracruz. We did Llorona, which is a very popular song in Zapoteco and Spanish. And this time we decided to go ranchero, and that's how we did that song. But that song is basically representing the after of colonialism and what makes us who we are as Mexicans. So yeah, I could say like it's a storytelling from before the conquest to after that.
No, that's pretty good, man. You covered like where are we now? You covered like 800 years of history in 60 minutes. So that's pretty good. Not bad for a summary. That's amazing. No, that's awesome. I always like to ask about albums because, you know, people sometimes, or we don't know very often, you know, that is kind of a, you know, story. And then in this case, a story from history. So that's even better. In terms of the composition, like, is there a person or two or many that take care of, you know, the music versus the lyrics, or how does it work with Cabracán?
So basically, I take the most part of the composition of the songs. I don't take full credit for it because I always expect, like, let's say that I kind of write the skeleton of the song, and then everyone else adds what their instrument is and how they feel on each part of the song, and we start then putting all these orchestral arrangements on it. But it's like basically I write the song, and then I'm like with the guys, like, okay, what about this riff, or what about you? You add a different riff in the guitar, and the guitarists do that. Patty is the one that takes care of the lyrics, and that's basically how we do it. It's not always the same order, but I'm always like anxious for writing new music, so it's for the most part myself, I guess, and Pat.
I see. No, that's good. Yeah, keep the creativity going. That's always important. So that's good. Okay, and then